A soggy April and a slow-moving storm system that dumped record rainfall last week has helped ease Oklahoma's drought. The rain is welcome, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, the relief could be fleeting.
Western and southwestern Oklahoma suffered the most over the last 5 years. 2014's wheat harvest was a bust, and evaporating reservoirs forced cities like Lawton, Altus, and Duncan to ration water and hold urgent discussions about finding new public water sources.
We hit our all-time low there around the middle of April, and we got down to where we only had about 19,900 acre-feet stored.
Will Archer is the manager of the Mountain Park Master Conservancy District, which includes Tom Steed Lake, a reservoir that supplies water to Frederick, Snyder, Altus, and a wildlife management area called Hackberry Flat.
When it was at its lowest, you could look at the white lines on the, you know, the granite rocks where you're, you know, where the water normally is at. And I mean, it just looked like something you'd think, man, we'll never get there again.
Today, the water level at Tom Steed Lake is twice as high as it was a month ago. Archer says the rainfall has had an immediate effect on the lake.
It's just incredible, the difference. The lake looks like it's got new life. You know, it's got a lot of vegetation out in the lake. And before, you know, it's just all you could see is how low it was, you know. But with, you know, green trees and green grass out in the water, when you drive by, you can really tell what a rise that we really had in the lake.
Gary McManus, I'm the state climatologist for Oklahoma. We've already started to see over the last couple of weeks dramatic reductions in drought intensity across the state, especially across western Oklahoma.
Updated U.S. drought maps were released this week. The maps divide regions into six buckets, ranging from zero drought to exceptional drought. McManus says some parts of Oklahoma will improve by two categories, which is rare.
But with the amount of rainfall we've seen, one of the wettest April through May 11th periods on record so far, it really demands that we start to lower that drought intensity across the state.
McManus says the barrage of thunderstorms that spawned tornadoes and widespread flooding throughout Oklahoma last week was likely fueled by El Nino, an unusually warm ocean atmosphere weather system near the equator in the Pacific Ocean. This is one of the strongest El Ninos during this time of the year that has been recorded since 1950. And there are some signs that global climate patterns might bring Oklahoma longer-term drought relief.
The Pacific Decadal Oscillation, which generally means dry weather for the southern plains. On the opposite side of the continent of the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation. Looks like those have maybe reversed a little bit.
Interpretation, possible good news for Oklahoma.
Those are, you know, highfalutin terms, but it looks like maybe we're coming out of the worst of the oceanic configurations.
Forecasting short-term weather events is hard, and predicting long-term climate patterns is exceptionally challenging. The variables are endless. One complication is that there are often short periods of wet weather that pop up in the middle of longer-term droughts. Oklahoma saw such a rainy blip from October 2011 to March 2012. Then the drought returned.
But we're just, a very hot and dry summer away from having drought conditions return where they're now leaving.
Will Archer, the manager at Tom Steed Lake, says residents and local and state officials have to make sure the recent rainfall doesn't wash away conservation efforts and long-term water planning.
In southwest Oklahoma, we're looking at, you know, 5 and 10 year plans. We're not only preparing for this drought, but we're in the mindset to prepare for the next drought.
Archer says that while Tom Steed Lake now has twice as much water as it had a month ago, it's less than 50% full. It seems that when it comes to water planning in drought-prone areas, it's best to look at the reservoir as half empty. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.